This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
It is time for a holiday edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is back with us, and I think it's only fitting we should begin with a real tradition, the fact that the Meadowbrook Theater in Rochester Hills has been doing A Christmas Carol for over 35 years. That's amazing.
It is, and I have to say, I saw it for the first time a couple of years ago, and I'm a Scrooge fanatic,
kind of
a Scrooge aficionado. And the production they do is amazing. It is like a Victorian pop-up book come to life. And they started out, you know, with these wonderful Victorian singers with Christmas carols to kind of warm you up. The set design is astonishing. And the actor, Thomas Mehard, who's been playing for several years, playing the title role.
In fact, he's been with the show for 32 years. I interviewed him in the 80s.
It's amazing, and he's wonderful. And I got a chance to speak to him briefly this week about, you know, what he brings to it after all these years.
I am doing something different this year that comes from a writing by G.K. Chesterton, who wrote it in 1911, where he talked about Scrooge having a huge heart and a great generosity right from the beginning and all along, but it just got covered up by all the circumstances that occurred to him during his life. So that always underneath what Scrooge does is this burning love and joy and generosity that is sort of representative of Charles Dickens himself and his huge heart. And I found in approaching it that way this year, less so with all the terrible things that I used to think about, how lonely Scrooge used to be. It was very difficult for me sometimes to be very sociable around people. But now I think with this a different approach, I feel a lot happier. The people around me are a lot happier to work with me. And I'm finding a much more joyful experience this year.
It sounds wonderful, and certainly if you're a Dickens purist, this is going to be one you love. And also, you can never get enough Ebenezer Scrooge at this festive season of the year because Wayne State is also doing it at the Bonstell. And then in Pinckney, we're getting a different take on this beloved story?
That's right. They're doing a play. It's a relatively new one called Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, and it looks at the story from the vantage point of Marley, the spirit who was sent to Earth to facilitate the redemption of his former business partner, Ebenezer Scrooge. And it's done by four actors. You know, they're not in Victorian garb. This is a different sort of treatment. They collectively play about 18 characters. This is kind of the backstory, if you will, the story that maybe Dickens had in his mind a little bit, but didn't necessarily get all into the actual story that he published. But it's a lovely fresh play. It's at the Dio Dinner and Entertainment Theater in Pinckney on Main Street, which means you get dinner with the show. And it was a great time. I saw it this past weekend.
Very good. And now we get edgy and we head to Hamtramck to Planet Ant.
Very edgy. This is a very edgy theater. And they're running an original show called Christmas Impossible. And it can be a bit dark, but its message is to show and tell your family how you feel every day. Don't just be waiting for the holidays. There is song and dance, but caution, this is not a kid's show. Do not take the little ones. It's for the grown-ups. It starts out with a guardian angel being fired when the five earthlings she's meant to look after are deemed unworthy and would be better off dead.
Okay.
And the at times dark story cascades from there. But, you know, if you want something a bit offbeat, sans the Victorian Christmas card effect, check out Planet Ant and Christmas Impossible.
Now we have someplace where you can take the kids.
Yes, absolutely. At the Wild Swan Theater in Ann Arbor, and they perform at the Townsley Auditorium over at Washtenaw Community College, they are doing a revival of Little Women, December 7th to 10th. And you'll be able to find ticket info on our website as well as theirs. But, you know, this is the Louisa May Alcott classic. Their treatment condenses it a bit, the story, to around an hour. That's their hallmark because they understand the attention span of kids. But this is a wonderful production. They've done it before, which I've seen. Highly recommended for families and for kids.
Excellent. Now over to Kalamazoo.
at Farmer's Alley, something not really so Christmassy, mm-hmm. but that's okay too. Not everybody wants Scrooge all the time. It's called Honky Tonk Angels.
Stand by your man.
And it's kind of a female version of Million Dollar Quartet, which is that jukebox musical about when Johnny Cash, Jerry Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley got together. This musical features the music and characters of Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, and a few others, and it's a hoot. It's fun and classic country music with the Nashville Divas.
That sounds great. I loved Million Dollar Quartet. This would be great to catch. And then we've got some Cole Porter being served up in Dexter.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum. You're the top.
Yeah, at the Encore Theater in Dexter. This is a relatively small black box theater, if you haven't been there, and they're doing Anything Goes. I cannot say enough about this show. The Cole Porter songs speak for themselves. You know, You're the Top, I Get a Kick Out of You, Friendship, Blow Gabriel Blow. These are amazing songs. But the Encore has literally assembled like this large, large cast to put on this big period musical from the 30s, I think, when it started. Show takes place on a cruise ship. The plot is beside the point. It's boy wants girl. Girl is engaged to somebody else. Girl wants boy who's in love with another, and so on. But the comedy in the show is absolutely delicious. And it is from, as I say, the golden age of these original musicals. It was wonderful. It's going to be a very hot ticket in December. So if you like this kind of show, get your tickets now.
Very, very fun. Well, you can get the details of all of these productions and more by going to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, our thanks.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.